Okay, guys. Robert Kelly, I'm saying it. He's a terrible comic and an even worse podcast host.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I wonder, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
Yeah, you're next.
Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up? What's up? Are these mics on? Can you hear us? Turn the monitors up. We can't hear ourselves. Can you guys hear us? Do these monitors work? Can you turn the monitors up a little bit?
This looks like the worst Comic-Con panel in the history.
Of course. Of course, your
stuff.
Fucking voice bellows.
I'm sorry that I have the voice of an angel.
What are you, fucking Giannis Pappas taking the mic out of the stand?
Yeah, dude.
All right, let's All right, let's introduce this. There we go. That sounds better. Let's welcome to the show. First of all, you know what, dude? Podcast live. Thank you to Podfest. Yeah. Podfest for having us out.
Bobby.
Lewis is gonna run for president one day. He's gonna fucking win too.
He wasn't born here.
Jump and jump.
That one it's not taking.
All right, so thank you for coming out. It's going to be real quick, an hour show. You know, you guys who listen, it's usually 2 hours. We're fucking crazy. It's an hour show. Let me introduce everybody right now. We got Joe List, a.k.a. The Truth. Luis J. Gomez, a.k.a. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, a.k.a. The Joan Jett of Comedy.
Rattlesnake.
We got Dan Soda, a.k.a. Monster Voice.
Yeah.
Monster Voice. Oh, jeez.
We have the greatest comic ever to walk the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Whoa. Chris Scopo. And we have, of course, I'm talking about the great Colin Quinn, everybody. Give it up for Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Who wore a suit tonight for some fucking reason.
Bobby, you could die at any moment.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's why I wear a suit.
Here you go. Well, the first one with the bomb bandana.
I had a
there
couple
you go.
Chuckles.
I gave you the racist bandana, too, just because you're Puerto Rican.
It's called the chink dana.
Lewis.
That's why you got it.
Lewis, hit him with the cake shop bit.
Oh, yeah. Bobby chose this place because they thought they sold cakes.
Really? You're going to give them that, you cocksuckers?
Yeah. That should have been more.
We got Chris Scopo. We got Lauren. We got Deepu. The motherfuckers that put it all together.
I love how we didn't give Deepu a chair. Kneel in front of the stage.
Deepu's got a chair. He's
I saw Deepu tonight when I came, and I barely like remembered it because I met him once, and I could tell he was like so hurt. I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey. Hey, how you doing? He thought it was like old home week for me and him, but it wasn't. Sorry, Deepu.
We at the beginning of the thing, we actually played a clip of the podcast to actually, what was it? What
Chambers Brothers.
Chamber Boys.
Let your love flow.
And you got a spider on your fucking, dude, you got a fucking spider. Oh, shit.
See, that's why we dude, bankers don't come down to the Lower East Side.
Dude, there was a fucking spider. I'm afraid of spiders. That's how much I fucking love you. I just grabbed it and didn't kill it because there's vegans here. And I don't want to fucking offend any of you fucking hipsters. Fuck, now
can
my
I
hands.
Say, Lauren is dressed way too hot for this panel.
What are you talking about,
sorry,
way
guys.
Too hot?
Look at her. It's unfucking believable.
She looks beautiful. What's wrong with that? Why can't you look at a woman and not fucking make
objectify.
It sexual? Yeah, object. Thank you. Yeah. For
she's objectifying herself by dressing like that.
I don't like that he punched
are you
my
just,
shit up.
Are you just upset that you look like a retired X Games athlete?
Yeah, why? Why are you sweating more than me? By the way,
threw water on himself.
Like a fucking asshole.
I'm on fire, so I had to put myself out.
That's a real Chamber Boys move.
Well, you guys who don't know this, apparently there was a podcast and a comic, and they did a whole show on how my podcast is the worst podcast in the fucking world.
But they love Dan Soder.
Yes.
Of course they do. Everybody so fucking loves Dan.
Here's the reveal. It was all a publicity stunt. I hired 4 out-of-work Target employees to replicate.
Well, they literally opened up the podcast. That was it. Bobby Kelly is a shitty comedian and a worse podcast host. Can you play it again?
Robert Kelly, I'm saying it. He's a terrible comic.
Terrible.
And an even worse podcast host. Okay?
This is where I come, right here.
What's the chick's name? Who is that?
That's Abby.
Abby Washuta.
We call her old No Chin Abby.
Does she have
all
chin?
Top teeth Abby.
You're describing me, Dan.
Yeah. She makes you look like Superman.
Oh. We're all taking our jackets off. Yeah. I know. It takes me 5 minutes.
I want to watch. It's like Mel Gibson when he pops his shoulder out in Lethal Weapon.
Fuck you, Dan. That's my joke. I do that on stage.
I do that.
Well, she actually said they spent like an hour just trashing me. Fucking me. I suck. My comedy sucks. Everything sucks. And then right in the middle of it, Dan Soder, though, he's funny. We like Dan.
It made me feel like shit. It honestly made me feel like shit.
It made you feel like shit.
I called you and I told you I felt bad. I was that likable.
Would you have felt worse if they said they hated you?
No, I would have liked it.
No. The thing is, there's a whole new crop of really perceptive comedians, and they're coming for our jobs. Yeah. You know, it's like, what are you going to do?
Joe looks like at any moment he could be handed an acoustic guitar for a performance.
It feels like a piano thing. And you can tell
Joe, can you
everybody.
Knock out some fire? Do some Fire and Rain real quick?
This is your song. It may be quite simple, but...
That was
acoustic
actually,
Joe.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Are you all right? You look like you're fucking turning pale. You all right?
He dumped water
on his
head.
I dumped water on myself,
I know,
Bob.
But your fucking skin is getting whiter.
He's having a real ass panic attack.
Hopefully it gets white enough that we can be friends.
I want to introduce him to my mom.
So anyways, they trashed me for an hour, and I think it was around an hour. I mean, I'm a fucking...
16 minutes.
We have some clips.
Okay.
Play a clip, Deepu.
You know what, dude? It's been going on for like 6 years, and it is absolutely terrible, okay? He's just like, he's not funny. He's not funny, and he's like, he's just producing this debacle of a podcast. Like, he can't even get his guests in and seated without it being a mess.
Thank
you,
Deepu.
That last part's true.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They do make a bunch of really good points, but they don't have the fucking right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We can make those points to
listen,
you.
First of all, the episode they picked was hilarious. It was an episode with Anthony Cumia, who was on Opie and Anthony. The month he got fired for saying racist tweets, I had a podcast with him and all black comedians. But I didn't reveal that. I sat him down, and I brought each comedian out one by one.
Yeah, it was really bad. He had him in cages. It was fucked up. Just wheeled him out.
Lewis, what the fuck,
he kept going,
man?
Dude, let the bidding start. This one's good. Dude. Dude, this one's so strong. Dude, look at this one's shoulders, dude.
That was a great premise for a show.
That was fuck you, dude. So I brought them all out at one by one, and he was definitely a little nervous, but it was fun. It was great, and we got to the fight. We talked about all the shit that happened, and they took that episode like that's what I do every week: bring people out of a fucking closet one by one.
Like you're Johnny Carson.
What's that?
Like you're Johnny Carson. They
Can
said
I
that.
Have that? Can I have that? Not that one. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, give me it to me. Yeah. Yeah.
That old Johnny Carson bit.
Do me a favor. Tie
Anthony
it around
Cumia
your neck.
On.
What's that?
I think it's a little too late, and you know that, and you're just trying to get me to repeat my jokes, a little bomb, and then you'll throw the thing at me. I know your tricks.
No way. No way.
I've been on this pod for years.
I know your tricks.
By the way, Bobby Kelly's looper is in the front row.
I wish I was that in shape. Fucking 59-year-old guy. He's got a fucking ab. I'm going to pass out up here. It's so fucking hot. But we were talking about it. It's weird. Like, when we were talking about it, it's like, how the fuck can you spend an hour on... Look, I don't give a fuck. You can hate me. Hate my comedy.
Thank you.
All right, we all done here? Let's go home.
even hate the podcast. But I mean, you can't to spend an hour on it. It's like really, do you have that much fucking great material as a stand-up comic to fucking trash another comic for a fucking hour?
Right.
I'm fucking leaving.
This feels like
this is the fucking.
But this feels like
they're right. My show fucking sucks. I'm quitting. This is the last fucking YKWD.
Yeah, but this feels like that Allen Iverson press conference where you're like, practice? You want to talk about practice?
Yeah, Bob, have you heard her stand up?
I have not.
Do we have
play
clips?
Her stand up.
Tell me you have her.
Do you stand-up. Have clips of her stand up?
I can YouTube it.
Are you fucking kidding me? You didn't pull up her stand up,
asshole.
I'm glad you're sitting on the floor.
Play another clip. Play your favorite clip. Deepu hates
it. He has to face Mecca.
And that's you don't right. have space. He's in this tiny production.
That's the line of the show.
Write that down, Lauren.
And you don't have space. He's in this tiny production room, and he's introducing like 6 or 7 people at a time. We got to watch them all come in and file in. And
it's like Birdman showing up.
It's like the Birdman show. It's just, it's absolutely terrible.
I don't get the Birdman reference.
I don't get the Birdman reference.
Yeah.
Neither
it's
do
like
I.
It's like he's putting on the best picture film.
What was so crowded about Birdman? What was the big scene in Birdman where they crowded in?
But why is it bad to have a small studio?
Yeah, that was hurtful. That's uncalled for.
Yeah, they're doing
it. Because you know why? She's out in hipster, some obscure part of Long Island City.
Yeah, it's true. She's some retired muffler.
Whoa.
I thought she was going to crawl under the table.
That would have been great. She's here! She's here! She can fold her bones like a rat and come through the wall.
That sounds like a Snapple fact that you recently read. You're maybe trying to push it into the conversation?
Maybe I did learn that while I was drinking a kiwi strawberry Snapple.
Well, I don't know. Play another clip. I found it fascinating how much time.
So, I mean, obviously you have this many people on mics. And so his whole thing is that he builds it as like a comic hang. So there's no topics. There's no, it's just like chaos. And so that turns into everybody being terrible and laughing and just like talking over one another.
That's the classic podcast mistake is where you think, oh, I'm funny. I'm really
funny, my
friend.
You're going to fucking tell us what the classic podcast mistake is, motherfucker? I want to fist fight all of them, including the girl. Oh, what an awesome handicap, man.
You knew he was going to go to that, right? I knew he was going to get
pissed. Dude, I'll warm up on the girl and then I'll go to the guys.
We're going to podcast. Everyone's going to love it. They're going to listen to it. We're just going to bullshit. No bullshit. We're going to just fucking talk about that.
This guy's stroking
sounds like me.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Guys, all right. I don't know.
We're just going to beat that
guys, and burning hair. And I can't roll my tongue.
Is that like Vincent D'Onofrio and Men in Black?
You got any more sugar? More. More. Kelly's podcast. Just people talking over each other.
But this is probably the way. It's probably a good thing, like the wave of the future. Podcast feuds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the new beef. Podcast war.
This is Lewis's fourth war.
No, Lewis Gomez invented podcast wars.
Oh yeah,
Lewis J. Gomez invented podcast wars.
What the fuck with the J? It's not catching.
Yes, it is. Not you,
sir. Do you know Lewis J. Gomez? Exactly. Who knows Lewis J. Gomez? All right, whoa, wrong question. Who likes Lewis J. Gomez? Okay.
That was definitely
less. So that was less. Now, who thinks Lewis J. Gomez is going to make it in comedy? All right, so it went down and down. So that was a realistic.
Who wants to bet me the J stands for Jose or Juan?
Colin, if you start a podcast, we are going to podcast war. You're always itching to go.
I'm ready to rock.
You know, actually, me and Colin had a podcast.
I know.
We actually did podcasting before
Bobby
everybody.
Told me about podcasting like this, like 10 years ago.
I mean, honest to God, we invented this fucking.
Well,
you guys
Bobby
had one of those little.
I just got on the line. You
those
know?
Little mini tape recorders.
No, it was a thing called GCast. I've said this before. It was an app called GCast. You got a phone number. You called into the phone number. You left. A message. It was supposed to be like 5-minute message to your fans, and then you give that number out. They could call and hear the message.
You're losing them.
I'm
only
fucking,
got an hour,
dude. I'm hot. I'm hungry.
Wait,
I'm,
you had like one of those Tiger Beat lines. Call in and hear Bobby's secrets.
Sometimes when it's late, dude.
I just go to sleep.
So you.
She's absolutely right. I fucking stink.
Abby. So you call in. I would actually call the number, three-way him in, and we just talk for like a half hour, 45 minutes, right?
Who was the
third? Leave it. What?
Who was the third?
The number. You'd call the number.
The voicemail.
Yeah. So the voicemail would be the
Bobby did podcasts on an answering machine. Yeah.
Yes. Hilarious. Yes, I fucking did. I invented it. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Before
Bobby,
every.
Bobby.
Buds.
Bobby,
yes. Bobby. I fucking invented. Podfest wouldn't exist without me.
No, but all jokes aside, he basically did. But also, tell him about MySpace.
I invented social media.
It's he nice. Did with Dane. Right, tell
listen
him.
To me. I had, remember?
You got to eat the mic, dude.
All right.
Seriously, I can't hear you.
Do you remember that you would have a guest book? A guest book. So you have a website, just a guest book. So you give it out, the link, and you'd go and just leave a little message with your email. I got one of those, and I had Bill Burr, Dane Cook, Jim Norton, Keith Robinson, under aliases, Norton was Mr. AIDS, Bill Burr was Chris, Keith was KWR Superstar, but nobody knew who anybody was, and we would trash each other.
They still don't know who those last two are.
And they would trash each other and make fun of each other. I had hundreds and hundreds of people coming to that site just to read what the awful shit that people would say about me and each other every day. Until Dane actually...
Did Abby write in?
So you invented Reddit.
Jesus. Give me that bandana.
I invented fucking social media, dude. That's social media. That's what Facebook and Twitter is. Okay? Where you leave a message for people that you know.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then other people
read it. I'm
not
the one making money off social media.
What
so
voice?
Angry
what voice was that?
I don't know.
So I invented social media. Yes, I
stick that in your chamber, boys.
We actually had a guy that was going to give us me and Colin. Our podcast had 20,000 listeners on this thing, and back—that's
'90s money.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, but it was number eight. Number six was Madonna. There were only about
P.
a few
Diddy.
Of these around.
Yeah, there was P. Diddy, Madonna, Dane Cook, and us.
Madonna had a podcast?
She did this G-Cast
the
thing. Right?
And Vogue. Did you see that? Vogue. And Vogue is my favorite band. Sorry.
So are you doing visuals?
I'm doing Vogue.
I know, but it's an audio podcast.
There's fucking 100 people in the audience right now, Bob.
There's 40 for the folks at home. 40 people. Six of them are on stage.
There's 30.
Two of them are bartending. And one's here to blog about how much she hates us.
I'm still trying to think of an En Vogue song.
Never gonna get it,
yeah,
never gonna
there
get
it.
Is.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it's it.
Let
that's
Joe
like
do
that
it.
Song's describing Scopo's act.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Sorry, Chris.
True story.
I had to pick somebody, and he just had a special, and Lewis is mad at me. And
well, also,
they're legends.
Scopo did that Carson bit earlier, so it was Android.
Yeah, that was
so
pretty bad.
We had a guy call us up, and he was going to give us $5,000 a week to do this show. This is a five, back then, before, this is before
Shut
Burr.
$5,000 a week is a lot now. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
To you.
Why didn't you take that?
To you too, shut up.
All right, whatever.
That's a quarter of $1 million a year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a ton of money for a podcast.
It's a lot of money, and I was with it, but guess who wasn't?
Colin.
Dane Cook.
The answering machine.
Tell him about the conversation.
The guy goes, can I just talk to you and Colin? I was like, yeah. So I get Colin. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I go, can you just hear the guy? And he goes, all right, fine. We call the guy up. The guy is, he goes, hey, I'm cooking dinner for my kids right now. Can I just give you the pitch real quick? And he's like, I'm a big fan. Colin goes, yeah, nah, I'm good. And the guy, I start laughing because I know he had a mood swing and he just fucking said, fuck it, and pulled the ripcord. The guy goes, no, I just, you know, I won't cook dinner. I'll just give you the pitch. And he's like, nah.
Fuck my kids. My kids don't have to eat.
That's basically what it did. Quinn's like, nah, I'm good. Thanks. It's not happening. And he hung up.
And Colin, Bobby should be over it any day now.
Deepu, feel free to say anything.
I don't have a mic. Oh.
you don't have... I'm sorry, dude. That
play maybe, a clip of the Chamber Boys.
Yeah, play another Chamber
AKA
Boys.
A.K.A. the Dance Odor Fan Club.
Yeah, next week.
And there's a guy, DeRosa.
What happened?
This is about DeRosa.
Okay,
we've been listening for a long time.
Bring the DeRosa.
Let's go.
And there's a guy, DeRosa, who they always talk about, who they hate, who I think is a comic who used to be on the show. That is the main takeaway from me watching this.
We haven't talked about him in 4 months.
Yeah, here's the thing. They listen to one episode,
right,
and then DeRosa is mentioned. This bitch is just an open mic comic who doesn't understand who anybody is. And what they try to do is, because they isolated the clip and posted it as Bobby Kelly has a terrible podcast, they're trying to just get traction off of people clicking on it. They're doing some clickbait faggot horse shit.
They did a good job with it.
You had it, except the F word.
Yeah, you had us, and then you said that.
Oh, really? Because we have an audience, I can't say faggot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you just walked yourself through that one.
Yeah. 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 We're on the Lower East Side, fuckface.
Yeah.
I want to make it out of here with a fucking bearded guy beating the shit out of me.
Say maricon, you know. For the old days.
No,
no,
I think
just
you're,
fucking talk.
What, you want to play more clips? Can you fucking raise a hand?
Every time Deepu wants to talk, he just plays a clip.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, just fucking talk about that stuff.
It's horrible, but it's like that like white girl thing where you're like, you guys, we're so funny. We should like totally have a show. Like, why don't we just got together and just like had a
I
show?
I do the voices. You don't do the voices. Stop it.
I like the voice. It was a good voice.
It's not a good voice. I mean, it's
what
pretty good.
What is her nationality that she says white girls like?
She's
that?
White.
She's white.
Is she white also?
She's very white.
She's self-hating.
Yeah, she's got like that Anglo inbred chin.
It sounds like she's describing herself. She's like, it's those white girls that are like, I think I'm funny. But I'm like, that's what you're...
Yeah, I'm on a podcast with three guys
like
who no one's heard of.
Meta bit she's doing.
Yeah. Are you calling her brilliant?
I just read meta on a Snapple fact. I'm trying to push it into the conversation.
That's two Snapple jokes you did.
I know. It's a callback, Bob.
Well, where's the bandana? Give it to me.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Call back your answering machine with your first podcast. I didn't think that was going to go.
I didn't think it was going to go either. But they hate me. Apparently they're fucking Chamber Boy fans.
As I was saying, I was like, this is so bad. And then they jumped in. I appreciate
what
that.
What else you got, Deepu?
Girls come up to me and they're like, you know, I'm funny. I'm funny. I could be on stage. I'm funny. I was like, no, honey, your love life is funny. Your looks are funny.
You're acting like
and the last man
comic.
You had was
really ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's like he said they were ugly and we don't have sex. I don't have sex.
No, he's talking about his friends.
Oh.
Also, his friends in the gay community.
They hate women more than Lewis does. I mean, this is crazy.
That's not true.
That fire burns with the heat of 1,000 suns.
By the way, guys, her Twitter handle is Abby Dubs Tweets.
No, you don't need to do that.
So make sure you tweet at her.
You don't need to do that.
Abby Dubs Tweets.
Oh, that's good. You just gave her fucking 200 followers. Good for you.
They're not going to follow her. They're going to
follow her.
They're going to what?
They're going to fucking call her fat.
The Gomites are going to attack.
Or something.
I think it's just mean spirited. Here's the deal. If I did something or said something and you're attacking me for that and you had an actual issue with me, you're just saying fuck him, fuck his show, and you spent an hour just being mean.
Yeah, that's why they
fucking
deserve.
There's comics that I fucking don't think are funny at all.
Chris Scopo.
I would never.
Fucking set him up for that one. God damn it.
I would never out them on my show. I would never use the power or whatever of my show to try to get people to not like their stand-up, because stand-up's subjectable. I don't know what the fuck.
That's not a word.
Stand-up is
subjectable.
Isn't it a word?
That sounds like a frozen dinner.
Colin, help me out.
Do you guys want the chicken subjectables?
Colin, step in anytime you want, Colin.
Come on. You know it'd be great if it turned out that
subjective.
Like,
Colin, subjective. Thank you. Subjective. You know what? They're right. They're absolutely right.
You know it'd be great though, is if like it turned out that her parents went to one of your shows in like 2002 and you broke them up. Like by doing crowd work,
it almost
she's just been waiting.
Can
for
I
this.
Say something? It almost seems like it's something. It's definitely premeditated.
Yeah,
because they tried to make it like. I'm just bringing this up out of the blue. Like, you know what?
No,
I'm
they had clips already pre.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it was. This was. Yeah. Everybody
no,
was
it's
in
a
on
transparent
it.
Pussy not faggot attempt at getting heat on their podcast.
Can I say something, though? That's the one thing that bugged me, too. They actually said that there's a gay guy on the show, and he was like, I don't know if I'd want to... No, not this show, but that show. And he was like, I wouldn't want to go on that show. Like, we're a home... Like, my show's homophobic. Do you have that clip? Play this clip.
I'll kiss him on the lips right now. I will suck this guy's dick if he's here.
My show is the gayest show ever.
It's when I have my
gayest straight
show.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk... Go ahead, play the clip.
I would be afraid to go on that show, I think. Only because of, like... being a homosexual, there are some
shows. You think the guys who are like, yo, I fucking tell jokes for a living, you think that guy maybe is a little bit homophobic?
Yeah.
Look, the fact that...
People that tell jokes for a living are homophobic?
Hey, guys, I tell jokes for a living. I don't like same-sex stuff.
Well, I mean, he did say faggot 9 times already, so...
Hold on. I wasn't talking about the gay guy. I was talking about the faggots.
But my
excellent
show, I was the first podcast out of my group of guys to have a transgendered woman on it. I had a transgendered show with 3 transgendered women on
it. Yeah, Bobby, you were trying to come.
And we.
And I was on that show.
You were on that show, right? And I had Bailey J. Jay McBride, who's a transgender comic who's hilarious.
Pounding like a gorilla.
what am I taking your stilo? I used the word stilo. Shit! Fuck, it's like 85.
It's all right. You'll just cool down tonight with a nice subjectable.
A nice Salisbury steak
subjectable.
I knew I was going to take a pounding on my show. Everybody's going to bond. Shut the fuck up. You're talking over. She's right. I'm taking a pounding tonight. Fuck off, okay? My point is this. We had a podcast with 2-3 gay comics on it, guys who came out. Correct?
No.
Yes.
Two. Yeah.
They came out on the show.
Well, I mean, talked about there were, you know, what's his name? I don't want to name the name.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Well, there you go. I guess.
It's not a disease.
Zach,
they can talk about
and Zach,
it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he wants everybody to, but Tim Dillon, Zach was out.
Zach's not gay.
You blew me in front of fucking 200 people.
In front of
that
me.
That is 100% true.
And I will say it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, I take offense to that we're homophobic. I'm the least homophobic fucking guy around. And our show and everybody on it, we've had so many discussions about being gay, transgender, and with alpha fucking males. The most alpha males you could fucking imagine. The guys that you're scared of, this fucking savage, sitting next to a transgender girl and then opening everybody's mind, and we're all friends and we get along and we laugh and we had a great show. And he's just throwing shit out there to get people to
think. You know what we should do? We should tie him to the back of our pickup truck and drive him throughout town to make a point.
For those of you who don't know, we collectively own 1 pickup truck.
Let's get him.
Well, also he said he's afraid. I mean, we're very not non-threatening.
Not of you, Joe.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, seriously, what are you going to say? Seriously.
Me?
Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, I think that we're non-threatening people. I was being ironic because Lewis is, but he ruined the bit by being threatening in the middle of my fucking bit about how he's non-threatening.
I'll tell you right now, I think not only was it premeditated, I think they've got there's a leak in your organization.
You saying there's a rat?
Uh-oh.
Well,
somebody's feeding him inside information. A disgruntled member of this fucking crew.
Is the one without
which
a chair?
Could be anybody.
Lewis's asshole was leaking in the back room.
Yeah. Wow.
That was bad.
I just don't get, you know, they were just throwing shit out in the wind, and I hate that. I fucking hate that. I hate when you call somebody a homophobe and you don't even know.
All right, Bob, we get it. You're not a homophobe.
Let's move on. I'm 49% gay.
Yeah.
Are you acting like such a queer right now to prove to them something?
Deepu has a question.
You're defending yourself like this is a Senate committee.
Not only that.
I thought you guys would fucking back me up, but you're just zinging me. Say something, you fucks.
I said a bunch of things.
Bob,
you're threatening.
Not
we're
you.
Homophobic.
And by the way,
homophobic.
It's no accident that we're using bandanas for the bombs, because that's a famous gay. Oh, I knew. Give me it.
Wow. You thought we were going to get a fucking Al Pacino cruising joke?
No, that was funny. It was structural.
Yeah,
that was the problem.
It was funny in 78.
Sad but true.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, but when easily. It comes to podcasting, people don't care. Like, it's just, that's why so much of the stuff out there is absolute shit. Like this, because it's, nobody puts the time into it. Everyone thinks like, oh, all I need is a mic and I just need to plug that into my computer and I'm good to go.
Right.
And then the viewers will just come, you know, rolling in.
They
that's why he's
amateurs instead of viewers.
No one's watching. Well, that's the one thing they said. They were like, you know, the reason nobody's listening to his podcast, we have more subscribers than he does. No, they fucking don't. No, they don't. They have 20,000 subscribers on their YouTube channel because they had some like prank videos that went viral.
Yeah.
But they have 200 plays on each one of their podcast episodes.
Right.
This podcast has like 50, 60, 70,000 downloads an episode.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just wrong about it. They're making shit up.
I like the Lewis that gets down to the numbers.
I'm a numbers guy.
Yes.
Now, you take that, overlay it. There's a Venn diagram of how it can all relate.
And the fact to say my show is not funny, you are out of your fucking mind.
They are like the unfunny people at work that you get stuck talking to, and they want to tell you a story from the weekend before, and you're like, I fucking want to quit this job.
That's everybody.
Okay.
Like everybody at work.
Okay.
Like
6 years.
I tell 6 years he's been.
Hey, do the finger thing if you're going to push the button, okay?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Ahead. I really stepped on
do
my
the
pearl.
Finger thing. Do the thing.
That blows my mind. I mean, like, how do we have more subscribers and views on our segments than a professional comedian does who's been doing this for 6 years?
You can't say it, but they put quotations around professional comedians.
Also, Bobby's been doing this for 35 years.
You should sue them for slander. Misinformation.
I really think it's a fucking weird thing. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not even really fucking mad at them because it's not my friends. If it was, you know, you guys who did it or somebody I knew, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd
Brand
be
new Legion of Skanks comes out Tuesday.
God, I hate it.
Can we get her number? Does some open micer has to have her number, right? Why don't we call her right now on the show?
But yeah, but isn't that what they want? Isn't that what they want? They just want
for me to call her fat through the phone in front of a room full of people? No. That's not her A plan, trust me.
What if you guys hit it off and you started dating her and this is all how you guys met?
Yeah.
I believe in love.
I think the crowd's getting tired.
I just don't understand why you would spend that much time on fucking just trashing me.
Well, here's the other thing. There's the thing about young, especially young female comics. They feel very comfortable. They have no respect for, like, people who have been doing it for longer. Like, I just have respect for any comic who's been doing it a lot longer than me. I just kind of have a weird, unspoken.
Thank you, Lewis.
Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
I just feel like it's weird. There's, like, a hierarchy in comedy, and that younger female comics today, they don't respect that at all. Like, she shouldn't be trashing your stand-up when she's doing Bob DeBono bringer shows at Stand Up New York.
Poor
it's
Bob
a serious
DeBono.
Point.
Yeah, well, Bob just got a slap in the side. He wasn't even here. It's like
Bob DeBono's just happy that anybody knows his name.
I think there's a comic code. When you're in this business, there's a certain code that we go by.
Guy code. Guy code.
Yeah. Terrific show.
Hate guy code. Talk about making unfunny guys famous.
Yeah. Well, I was happy about it. And if you keep this up, I'll take you to guy court.
Where Dan Soder is
I can
judge,
see why
jury,
they like
and
you,
execution.
You just defy you. I think it's like, you know, you just don't talk shit about another comic out in the public. If you don't like somebody, if you don't like their stand-up, you keep your mouth shut and just let them do their thing.
But I don't think they're real comics. They're not real comics. They're just like open micers who they're getting exactly what they want.
It sounds like the one guy's not even a comic. He said... comedian.
Two of them aren't
I
comics.
Think
two
really
of them
comic.
Are the hosts of the
girl.
Shows, and they right. bring on comics. That chick's on the show regularly, and the gay guy's a comic as well.
You really studied
this. Oh, she's not a chamber boy.
Yeah, dude, I spent two full days really getting into it. I called Bobby right away, and he's like, dude, where's your fucking gummites and skanks now? And then we unleashed hell on them.
No, but he went like this, podcast wars. And he hung up. I was like, no. I was like, I was just...
I've got to take my real ass horn to the top of the mountain.
I
Go Mites! Get off your shift at Circle K. Go harass a woman online.
No, but here's the thing. That's the thing. Here's what's
don't
pure.
Don't say here's the thing. I hate when you say
Dude,
that. Just say
here's
it.
The
Welcome
thing.
To another episode of Here's the Thing.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than people that start their sentences with something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give me the bomb, Dana, for Joe.
That got a couple chuckles.
Yeah.
I got a couple of chuckles.
But in podcast rules of war,
you have a Geneva Convention.
You have rules.
Yeah, rules of war. We don't strike first. We fucking retaliate, and that's what happened here. Right. So that's like we're not bullies. We're just gonna fucking go out and destroy this podcast.
Yeah, but
and
I had a lot of people call me. Like you know, Dante called me up. Yo, Bobby, we're gonna attack them on Monday, and I was like, you know, all right. I don't want to say nothing. I haven't said shit to him yet. Everybody's like, when are you going to say something? It's like, what the fuck am I going to say? You don't like me? I can't make somebody think I'm funny or think my podcast is good. But I just think it's fun. I think it was mean-spirited. I don't think it was real. I think it was just very mean-spirited to go after my show. Because, look, I have all you fucks on it. I have a lot of new guys on it. And I think it's a fantastic fucking show, to be honest.
I do, too.
And, I have a lot of... The reason why I have a lot of people on, because a lot of people want to fucking do it, and I don't want to say no. I don't want to say no.
I think we strap a bomb to Festuca and send her in.
Bobby! I'll take
her
out.
We need a double XL bomb.
My favorite moment was just now when you said that, only half the crowd applauded.
I'll take her out for you, Bobby.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying, Quinn?
I'll do it.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, comics trashing other comics is fucking out of line, I think.
Yeah.
If you're going
to
be
said, we
business.
Have to have a little bit of a, you know, honor among thieves thing.
Are there comics you don't like?
Plenty. Not that many. There's a few, yeah.
You think it's just fucking awful?
Yeah, sure.
Are any of them at this table?
No.
Have you ever just outed them? Would you ever go on a fucking show?
No, never.
Why?
Because it's low class.
Can you expand on the thought? Are you hot?
Hot. I said it's low class.
I'm leading you like a fucking lawyer.
Guess what? I know, but saying low class says it all. Why would I go and fucking run my mouth for 5 minutes when I give you the perfect succinct answer?
Because I got a fucking 200 people here. We got 14 more minutes left.
There's 35.
Have a little,
there.
What? 35?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking speak.
35, Jesus.
Yeah, Colin, well, look what Dan does. What would Macho Man say about this, Dan? Stop trying to bait me into this. They brought this up on the Chamber Boys.
What, you're Macho Man?
That Lewis just makes fun of my characters.
I don't make fun of him. I love him.
That was Joe DeRosa that made fun of your characters.
Joe DeRosa's a faggot.
No, that was Yup.
Will you stop
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Saying...
He's a maricon.
Will you just fucking do it in an accent so it sounds better?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, you can get away with a lot of stuff. You do voices.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sucks a lot of dick. He's taking it like a circus seal.
That's all you got to do. Dan, dress it up.
Dan can't not do Macho Man.
No, Lewis bit me into that. He knows how to get me into it.
Fine, we'll do something more obscure. What would the Brooklyn Brawler say about this, Dan?
One, two, three, I don't know.
That sounds like Count Chocula.
It's not Count Chocula, it's the Count from Sesame Street.
Well, whatever.
34 minutes.
Joe looks like a wife waiting to go home.
Yeah,
we're at a work function, and she's like, "Are you gonna wrap it up? Because you said one drink."
Hey, Dan, I don't know a lot of wives that have beards.
Good one.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm fucking moving on from that. We're all done.
Let's
with
move
that.
On, Bob.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like
all
you're
done.
Down.
Move on.
You know what you do? Prove what a comic you are. Do a tight five. Give him a couple bits. Go pitch you're working on. What could go wrong?
I'm not doing a fucking five here.
Do a set. Do the new.
Do a set. Do a set. Do a set. Do a set.
Come on, Bobby. Do some observational stuff.
Quinn goes, don't fall for it. Because you saw my ego go, well, thank you. Thank
any
you.
Comedian,
I was about, I literally was about to go, hey, so my dog just died.
My low point on this show, Bob, was when we wanted to get Kelly to do a joke, and then she was like, "No, you're all gonna. I can't do the accent, Bobby." She's
Kelly? Like, "No, I don't want to do it. Let my Joe do a joke."
And then I said, "You know what, Kelly? I'm gonna be a good friend here. I'll do a joke of mine to make you feel better." So I do my joke, and then I just hear. And it's fucking Kelly hit the button. I'm trying to stand up and be a hero for it, and she plays fucking crickets on me, and then high fives everyone, and you know.
That's when the podcast used to be good, and we used to have sound effects.
We had one. It was crickets.
Before the bomb Dana, we had the crickets.
Anyways, it hurt my feelings.
Would you ever have him on to hash it out?
Yes.
For what? Why would I? It wasn't. I would have them on. I had the guy, the troll, the guy. What's his name? The guy that was attacking.
Gary Veeder?
No.
He's a very short Jewish guy.
When I got attacked, when Anthony Cumia, when his fans were mad that at whatever that Patrice and blah 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 about his benefit that Anthony, and I was like, fuck you. You know, they were all trying to get me to respond, and I was like, look, it's not about who's going to the benefit. It's about Patrice O'Neill keeping awareness about his who he was, raising money for his family. I got attacked for that, and I had a lot of guys that troll me, and I had one of them on the show.
Yeah.
And I'll do that because it was a misunderstanding.
Stinky KC.
Stinky KC. We had him on the show. We had a guy who was saying some fucked up shit. He came on the show. We talked it out. He actually admitted I was fucking trying to just fuck with you and troll you. And he was like, sorry. And I was like, look, man, this is my point of view. I'll do that. But this is just mean-spirited shit. This is just out of the blue, fucked up, has no validity. You got me fucking. Fuck you. Validity.
Soliloquy.
Fucking Christ. You guys got me on tilt on my own show. I fucking hate you, young bucks.
Why wouldn't you have just said monologue? Why would you even go for soliloquy?
I didn't. Wasn't soliloquy.
No, he wanted validity.
He wanted validity. Well,
validity. I wanted validity. I can't. I'm hot. I'm very hot. And sometimes when I get hot, I can't say words like
validity.
Philanthropist. I can't say that word. Fuck you. You say it.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist. All right. Philanthropist.
Validity.
There's some words I can't validity. Say either.
Like what?
Nice set, Scopo.
The fucking truth.
I it's like he's sitting there minding his business, having a nice cup of tea. You walk by, you just sucker punch him. But on your way to the bathroom, boom.
If I had him on my show, it would be there'd be there's like fucking nine of them. So that would be the show that they hate anyway.
Plus
it'd be
the 12
too many
of
guys.
Us.
I don't know if I'd have them.
There's
the
four
show.
Of them.
There's four of them. So we have them on the show. And what do
all
we
you
talk
need
about?
Is Lewis.
What am I going to do? Change their mind? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, with violence.
I'm not going to. There's a girl.
You fucking have Lauren beat the shit out of the chick. I'll take two of the dudes.
I'll get scrappy.
I'll sit on one of them.
Yes,
you'll fight the
Indian versus Indian. Yes. Best case scenario, they both die.
But what if they win?
Dulcine versus Dulcine.
What if they win and we just all get our asses kicked?
Absolutely.
And then they take
not.
My studio.
They just spit on you while you're all bloody and crumpled.
Stop talking over each other.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I might have the girl on. Maybe have the girl on, right?
She's a lady.
Maybe have the lady on. I don't know.
She's a lady.
Oh, Jesus.
You'd have a chin off with her and Joe.
All right, listen, I thought that this was going to be
funny?
A topic. It's been very funny at my fucking expense.
I think Scopo's taking a few on the big fat ass.
Yeah. I see Scopo waking up every day like this in the mirror. Hey.
There he is.
100% accurate.
Hey, kid, today your hair looks great.
I actually just took Scopo with me on the road, and I was very nervous about him because he said, can you go? Well, because he usually MCs, and I'll have Stavros, who I love, will.
We know.
Stavi, baby. He'll middle for me.
Stavros.
That's the way it goes. But I called the club.
Toast order.
And they said.
That was a good diner.
It's a Greek joke.
They said, okay, Scopo's middling. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. But it was already in play. So I was like, oh, shit. I was a little nervous. But he murdered all weekend. Stavros
you hear
killed.
That, Joe?
I mean, Scopo killed.
I think you're great. Whoa. Are you kidding?
Woo! At three shows, walked the fuck out. And I was like, oh, please.
I feel like I'm a special needs kid. Like, he's good, too. It's okay.
Dude, you did great this weekend. You killed, finally. You did fucking great.
Rudy.
Lewis, I've been trying to tell you women are funny. Just kidding. How about trying to tell them? I think my wife got it. All right. It's funny.
Oh, I was just very proud. I was very happy that you were you killed finally. You know what I mean? Because it makes me nervous.
For 25 full minutes?
No. It was 20 minutes. Okay. He did 20 minutes. I think you did 25 one night,
27.
Right?
27.
Whoa! Yeah. You went over, you cocksucker?
Yeah, I went over, yeah.
Don't ever fucking do that again.
They love me, Bobby.
Then we ate like fucking savages.
We know.
Well, Bobby did.
Look, I've been trying, dude. I've been going.
You didn't want to work out Saturday.
Dude, I ate a 20-inch steak and cheese with two bags of chips.
I said let's work out before, and you were like, silence me.
But we were getting subs before. We agreed that we were going
to
get 20-inch
subs. What, you had to meditate before it?
Dude, I'm not going to go work out and then eat a 20-inch sub. No,
you should both
I'm just going to eat the fucking sub.
You should get substitutes for the show.
All right.
I'll take, but I stand by it.
But it's not even
fucking huge.
It was this big. We had two, and then we did switchies. He did Italian, I did the steak and cheese, and I was like halvesies. He was like, yeah. So I, and that's why I actually I veered him towards the Italian because yeah. I wanted the Italian too.
Yeah.
So I was like, you want an Italian? He was like, yeah. I was like, great. Hots, yeah. So I was like, that's exactly what I wanted, but I wanted the steak and cheese too. And then I got two bags of chips. Then later we got pizza in the green room. We got fucking.
No.
I like you
got pizza in the green room.
I got pizza. Fuck off.
you should make him sign a non-disclosure if he's got a middle for you.
Then I went to McDonald's.
Oh no, you didn't.
And
yes. Well,
I got 10-piece McNugget, large fry.
Just swallowing them like aspirin.
Wait for it, and the McFlurry.
Wow.
And I went back to the room alone.
What flavor?
And I watched the fucking last two episodes of The Flash on Netflix in my underwear, no shirt, just I had one sock on.
What flavor, McFlurry?
What flavor? Oreo. What are you fucking, exactly, Oreo. What are you fucking nuts?
I just can't believe you ate a sub twice as big as my dick. Ooh.
And why wasn't Stavros invited this weekend? That's a real question.
If Stavros was there, it would
have
been.
He was doing. I got a beef.
What, me?
This is good podcast. I got a beef.
Well, I had
podcast
a beef.
Podcast Wars! Podcast Wars!
I got a beef. Yeah. Stavros was doing my uncle's firehouse show, raising money for the lowly Holbrook Fire Department, a gig I booked him on 7 months ago, dear friend of mine, volunteering. Yeah. To do a very short money gig for a firehouse.
We get it.
And he's on the phone going like this. No, Bobby, I have to do it. I can't do impressions, but I got to do it. And I just hear you going, fucking blow off the gig, dude.
Oh!
Fuck the gig. You got to be firemen.
Whoa!
Blowing off firemen.
Bobby doesn't care. Bobby doesn't care.
Bobby doesn't care. Bobby doesn't care.
Yeah, join the fucking chamber, boys.
Yeah. You hate firemen.
I'm
going to
be doing this show on my fucking phone by myself in a garage soon.
People suck, dude.
Fun story. That's how Marin started.
Yeah. Which I'm doing Marin on Wednesday. I'm
excited. No, he's doing him sexually.
Will you plug my Twitter? What's your beef with firemen, dude?
First of all, he never said it was a fireman show. Never said it was for you. Just said he couldn't do it. That's it. He said he couldn't work the Arlington Draft House again because he was just there. So that's he said he would have, but he was just there. Stavros. He didn't tell me that it was a fireman joke.
Bobby hates heroes. Bobby hates heroes.
Bobby hates heroes.
I love heroes. First of all, I love firemen are my favorite.
But guess what, Joe? If that hadn't happened, we wouldn't know that he's a born middle. His whole time's been MC, and he hasn't been able to kill. Now he's
middling. He's been a fucking MC. He just.
But I'm saying he stepped up. Now he's maybe that's what he responded to.
Thanks, Colin.
No, he's coming on the road with me from now on. Now that he
Stavros is out. Stavros is out.
Stavros is not out. First of all, he only ate fucking half of each sub. Fuck him. Me and Stavros would have finished both subs.
Me and Stavros have an understanding.
Yeah, we have a very good understanding.
You and Stavros road are shaped like Russian egg dolls.
What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say? I didn't know.
That's a perfectly good explanation. I thought it would be a good potter, and obviously I didn't have the full story, and
potter?
I apologize.
Oh.
Yeah,
potter.
It's a word I invented.
What's potter?
Well, guess
it's
what?
It's like fodder, but for a podcast.
Oh.
Potter.
It's pretty good.
Wait a minute, but you're taking Bobby's word for it. That Stavros didn't tell him all that. I'm not sure I believe that.
That's a good point. Excellent point, Colin.
What are you?
You hate firemen.
Do you hate me?
Well,
Stavros, where are you?
Stavros.
Give me
Stavros.
Come on.
At Stavi Baby on Instagram.
Stavros is my
body
son.
Double?
My long lost son. Come on up, Stavros. There's a microphone right here. Squeeze by that
one. One of the most poorly received entrances of all time.
Thank you.
Looks like 1970s, Bobby.
He's like the he's like the wrestler that's already in the ring when the match starts. Yeah.
He's prequel Bobby.
That's right.
Before Bobby got cool in a leather jacket.
Yeah. Is that a deep purple shirt?
No, he's alt Bobby.
That's right. Hello, everyone.
Great. Jesus, still terrible. Almost. Great.
Yes, I said it was a benefit.
You didn't say it was a fireman benefit. You didn't say it was for Joe List.
I said Joe. I said
no, you
Joe
did not.
Booked me.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Bob, yes, absolutely I did. 100% I said it was for Joe. Unless you're going to replace me with Scopo, in which case I'd never said it. So.
Hey, Bobby, now that your pants are on fire, who's going to put them out?
Whoa!
I said it was a benefit.
First of all, put that little chubby finger down.
I'm sorry. Put it away.
You never said it was a benefit. You never said it was a 100%. Fireman benefit.
I didn't
you never
say
said fireman.
Fireman.
If you said fireman, I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, but what type of benefit
benefit's
do you
not
think
good
it
enough?
Is?
What if it was for cancer?
Dude.
Yeah, by the way, fireman is like the bottom of the rung benefits. There's so many higher causes.
What?
What?
There's nothing higher than a fireman.
How do you anybody like
AIDS,
you?
Cancer, fucking
AIDS is not above firemen.
Baby AIDS.
AIDS is cured.
51st
baby
state.
Baby AIDS is above firemen.
Dude, baby AIDS. There's no such thing as baby AIDS.
There's no such thing as baby AIDS.
Oh, really, Africa. Dude?
What?
You don't think there's such thing as baby AIDS?
Not, no. There's no baby
two
AIDS.
Words,
you're ignoring
Africa.
Facts.
What?
Baby AIDS is real. I'm sick of you being a baby AIDS denier.
Now, Lewis has a new T-shirt, baby AIDS.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's not bad.
And then some go, you have my child, please. Baby AIDS. Yeah, there's certain people. Wow. Babies are born with AIDS all the time in this country, Bob.
Not all the time.
Look up the numbers, guys.
Every
Deepu,
baby
look
born.
Up the numbers. How
he
many?
Can't. He just has clips. Deepu, play a clip of the Chamber Boys.
One more clip, Deepu.
All right. Say.
Ooh,
whoa.
Let's hear the nice thing.
They do have this funny. They do have this fucking. They do have this one funny thing that they do, which I kind of like, which is they call it the bomb-dana. So every time someone on the show tells a bad joke, they get a bandana and they tie it around their microphone as like a penalty. And I think the whole show needs a bomb-dana, basically. But
that was a nice thing they said.
It almost worked. They couldn't help themselves.
Look at this poor lady. She's not. Miss, what's your name? Can you give the microphone to Marie? Marie, you're not even a podcast fan, right? You're here with somebody. Your son, right? Your son's a fan of the show, and he dragged you and your husband here.
Yes.
And you, are you okay,
Miss? Mr. and Mrs. Scopo, stand up, please. It's nice to see you.
Mom!
What do you think of this, Miss Mary?
Yeah.
Well said.
Well, yeah, who, what? Yeah, what?
Whose side are you on, the Chamber Boys or ours?
It's debatable.
Oh. Wow.
What the hell?
Give that microphone back to Stavros. Yeah. Stavros, is that the new Redskins jersey, by the way? Come on.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
I like the mic.
You like the mic?
You seem to,
all right,
yes.
Stavros, go get the mic back from that lady.
Oh, God.
She's doing a Heil. I just saw that. She went like that. I saw that. He's Greek.
All right, listen, we're gonna do a little Q&A here for anybody on the panel.
All right, give the mic back.
We're doing an hour. We usually do a longer show, but we're gonna do a little Q&A. If you have a question, all you have to do is walk up here and see the beautiful Lauren and ask your question, or she'll bring the mic to you. If you have a question for anybody on the panel or anything we talked about, anything about the show, you can ask it right now. Anybody have a question? And if you don't, if you're a fan of the show, just make one up so we don't look like assholes right now.
Well put.
Thank you. Who's got a question? Raise your hand.
Yes, Lewis.
Not you, Lewis.
Lewis,
not
go
you.
Ahead. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Just ask a question.
What color are Lauren's underwear?
No, you're done.
No,
honey.
Marie, you're done.
Marie, you're done. Marie. You don't get the mic again.
Ma.
Your last one.
Ma.
Why don't you let my son middle more? Do you understand? If
Rupert.
You
Rupert.
If you don't ask a question, they're going to have Chamber Boys will have another episode about how shitty this show is.
They can't even get a question.
Go ahead. That guy has one.
Go ahead. Wait, we have a question.
Well, have him come to you.
Yes, sir. Please state your name.
Lewis's father.
Oh, he's been on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Gil. Oh, Gil.
How's
your diet going?
What's your name?
Gil Bravo.
Gil Bravo.
Yeah.
Great name for comedy.
He was on the diet podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
How's your diet going? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Have you been listening?
You're terrible. He just ate a 2-foot sub. He's on the Scooby-Doo diet.
When I got here, I had to shit so bad tonight. I went in the bathroom. I shit
for 20 minutes, and I heard women just filing up in line going, is someone in there? Yeah, I'm waiting too. And I was shitting out McDonald's, McFlurries, a sub, a pizza.
She got a squatty potty.
Cheese sticks. Come. I opened the door, and I had to apologize. Like, I went, I'm so sorry for what you're about to walk into. It smelled like I was delivering Chinese food for the last 2 days.
No it's offense, awful. Girl in the front row.
But also, when you go on the road, yeah. Like you know, especially when you've been doing a long time, like we have, you try the best. You're like, I'm gonna diet, and you just get this bleak feeling, and you're like, I'm gonna commit suicide if I don't eat whatever the fuck I want for the next 2 days.
I get depressed. I'm on the fucking road because I'm by myself, away from my fucking kid.
Whoa,
I can't.
By yourself? You mean you had me this weekend?
Well, you're by yourself.
Yeah, he's at the gym. But here's the thing: you're by yourself. I can't.
Don't
I don't drink.
The thing that's Lewis's.
Thank you. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I can't do drugs. I'm not banging. I'm not doing hookers. I'm not trying to hook up. I don't have Tinder. I can just swipe people away.
You can do it without hooking up. I was doing.
No,
that
I
for
can't.
A while.
My wife sees me on Tinder. I'm getting fucking.
But tell
divorced.
Her that you're just playing the game. You're just trying to get the fucking.
Yeah, just tell my wife I'm just seeing what's up on Tinder. Fucking. That's why you're not with your girl anymore.
Just a quick asterisk.
Too real.
Real ass dude.
Real ass dude.
So,
Bobby, by the way, smokes 1,100 cigars a day. So I don't know.
I smoke one cigar a day, maybe.
All right.
That's a lot.
That's not a lot. Absolutely.
You're going to get mouth cancer.
No, I'm not. Will you?
Jesus Christ.
Dude, my podcast stinks. My comedy stinks. I'm fat. I'm getting cancer.
I think you're great.
Baby AIDS denier.
I'm going to get a job at fucking Home Depot with Keith Robinson.
Too real.
Well, that was a real stroke of genius.
Oh! Too soon.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
What? Joe. What? Jesus, Joe.
Excuse me, sir. Jesus. The diet is fucking down the tubes. Yeah, but I'm going to get back. Tonight, I had meatballs and broccoli. That's good. That's what are you laughing at, you skinny twats? That's good. Meatballs and broccoli. So I'm back on today.
Were they carbless meatballs? Like no breadcrumbs or anything in them?
Cut me some fucking slack, dude. I didn't have the bread and the cheese on.
Oh. I think that's great.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Broccoli's terrific, and meatball, it's meat. It's good.
Yeah, it's a meatball.
Well, they make them with breadcrumbs.
Shut up, Lewis.
It's a good point.
Next question.
Boy, folks at home, I mean, there's just too many to deal with here. I mean, this is, I don't know how to choose. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
What time is it? We got 8 minutes left.
It's 10:55.
Hey, a question. All right,
there we go. Finally.
I got a question for Dan.
Of course you
do. The mountain from Game of Thrones.
Everybody fucking like
Dan. Everybody loves Dan.
Everybody loves Dan.
Guys, hold on. This question's for me.
He shot it in Philadelphia.
I just wanted to ask something.
How do you get your shirt over your head? I have it sewn around me. Why is it a seamstress? Every morning I wake her up. I go, it's time.
You do the same thing I have to do with my kid. I have to stretch it out and just smush it over his head.
That was a real thing when I was a kid. I couldn't, like, it was really hard for me to get my head through certain shirts.
Yeah, you always had to wear V-necks.
It really was a problem for a couple
That's
of
That's why your nose is so flat from putting shirts on.
It's fine. Still look great. And I have the headbutt force of a ram.
Your special was great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's not a question. Yeah, it's a
Dan
statement.
Had a special. Yeah.
Dan, how did you get so great?
It was. I watched it. It was amazing.
Thanks, Bobby.
Nah.
Bet you could have opened a little stronger, but anyway, go. Yeah.
I thought it was fucking great. Dan Soto is one of the funniest guys walking right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're doing great on your diet today.
You're just lying to each other?
I'm serious. You're condescending.
Too soon.
And I used that word right. That word was right.
Bobby nailed it.
Only because he doesn't know the word patronizing.
We never got the guy's question.
All right, get the question. We have 5 minutes. We just got a written sign that says 5 minutes less.
It was written in pencil.
I was just going to ask if the ship for SNL has sailed.
I think there's no shot. There's no shot. I'm done.
Okay, that was all.
I'll be back before he's there.
Yeah.
CQ will be back. I will.
All right, one more question. What do we got?
One more 5-minute question.
I think I saw our hand way back there.
I think I see a hand.
Come on up.
I see a hand.
By the jukebox there.
No, yeah.
That was the guy telling us to wrap up. Yeah.
I think I saw a sign.
Bobby, I have a question for you.
What's up?
If you're holding Scopo and Stavros over a cliff, who do you save?
Good question. Good question.
You're holding them both? Obviously Scopo, because Bobby's fucking tendons are ripping in his arm if he's holding Stavros.
Colin has not got the chant.
I just love Stavros so much. There's something so adorable about him. He reminds me of like a little minion.
Yeah.
And we eat the same. I've eaten with him and it's just fucking beautiful.
Nobody else would describe it as beautiful.
Dude, he
plus
does.
Scopo could save himself anyway because look at his haircut. Superman.
Wow.
I don't want to end the podcast. No more questions. I got to end on my bomb. Fucking bandana.
I think I would actually. I would save Stavros.
He barely knows the
fuck
kid.
Fuck you. Have you ever eaten it? This cocksucker gets full.
Wait, that's the thing that every human
being
does.
Not Stavros. Me, Stavros, and Scopo went to the north end of Boston. We got food.
Yeah, I got bullied into eating.
Then we went to Bova's Bakery. We got fucking pizza. We got cannolis. Bova. And then he goes, I'm done, guys. I can't eat anymore.
Yeah, like a normal human being.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking eat with a normal human
Bova's
being.
The greatest.
I want to eat with a fat Greek kid that can shovel it down.
You're putting together a dream team.
All right, guys, that's it. I want to thank, first of all, I really do want to thank, especially Joe, Lewis, Dan Soda, Scopo. I know you, Dan, you fuckface. Deepu, Colin Quinn, one of my greatest friends, Lauren, and Stavros. You guys, I don't give a fuck what anybody says about my podcast. You can like it, not like it. I don't give a fuck. But I know that you guys, as my original team that was there pretty much all the time, we did a lot of great fucking shows
fuck
together.
Fuck yeah, we did.
And I show?
So,
fuck
that.
Bobby's retiring.
I think you guys are the fucking dream team of podcasts. I've had so much fun with you guys.
Bob, if you were going to have somebody replace you for the podcast, for the lead host of YKWD, who would it be?
I would have that girl, Abby. I'd let her try it out.
Bobby, you have a great podcast, and you're a great comic, and fuck the Chamber Boys.
Yeah.
I love there's a couple people. This lady right here went like this.
Marie.
No. Marie. Jury's Marie. Still out?
Marie, what do you think of the podcast? Did you have fun tonight?
Thumbs up!
Dad, what about you? All right, thank you very much. You guys, fans that showed up, I fucking love you to death. Thanks for listening to the show. Give it up for Dan Soda. Joe List. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Yeah. Deepu, Scopo, Lauren. Yeah. And the great Colin Quinn. Yeah. And give it up.
And Bobby Cully. Yeah.
Bobby.
Give it up for PodFest for making this happen every year. Putting podcasts on the map and making it possible for you to come see these show live.
We got posters upstairs for
$10. Yeah, posters and everything. You guys want to come up, we're going to come up there. Have a good night. Take care, everybody.